Good evening. This is the Whitney Town Advisory Board meeting of August 10th, 2017. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please let the record show that Mary Ann Beam is absent. Madam Secretary, did we receive notification?
No, I haven't heard from her.
So an excused absence. And are there any county staff here this evening?
Mark Donahue with Clark County Development Planning, Madam Chairman.
Thank you. On to agenda item number 2, public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on an agenda item. You'll be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction, but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium if applicable, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair by majority votes. Is there any public comment this evening? Seeing that there is none, we'll move on to the next agenda item. We have 2 sets of minutes. We have minutes from June 15th and June 29th. For the June 29th minutes, there's a correction. I was excused, and the agenda, the minutes reflect that I called the meeting to order. Jerry, did you do that?
I called the meeting to order, so that needs to be changed to my name.
Okay.
And if I may, on the June 15th minutes, we need to add Diane Burnett as being present. And after those corrections, I can make a motion to approve the minutes of June 15th and June 29th.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Seeing that there is none, the minutes have passed with those corrections. Next is approval of the agenda for August 10th, 2017. Is there a motion?
Motion for approval if there are no changes.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? We have an agenda for this evening. Informational items. Announcements of upcoming neighborhood meetings and county or community meetings and events. Do you want to check that tomorrow, the Whitney Block Party?
We do. Yes, we can put that on the record. We have the Whitney Block Party here tomorrow afternoon. It's the closing of the pool. And the Department of Recreation and the folks with the pool, as well as the Stop Coalition, having a block party here tomorrow afternoon, and a movie that starts at 7:30. And there'll be sandwiches and ice cream for all of those that attend.
Thank you. Paul, do you have anything?
Okay.
On to planning and zoning. Our first agenda item we have is WS-0449-17, Tank Navana, Bartolomo and Veronica, amended holdover waiver of development standards. To reduce the setbacks for proposed carport in conjunction with an existing residence on 0.1 acres in an R1 single-family residential zone, generally located on the east side of Shepherd Drive, 63 feet south of Sachs Drive within Whitney. Is the applicant here today? Please step up, sir. Please state your name for the record, and then the floor is yours for the presentation.
I am Dr. Metanona, and a retired officer of the United States Air Force. And I retired in 1996. And I resided in Hawaii for the rest of my retirement. And I just had transferred to Las Vegas in 2011 when my daughter was accepted with UNLV as a scholar. I had a big chance, in other words, to buy a house. And that was the time, it was very cheap. So I bought a house in this address, 4558 Shepherd Drive. So until now we are residing there. And we had four cars before in our family. And I decided to have a shade for them in order to protect them from this winter design and the rain season. That's it.
This is a public hearing. Is there anyone who would like to speak on this agenda item from the public? Seeing that there is none, I'm closing this to the public. I'm now opening this to the board.
You want to go first?
Talk a little louder. I'm sorry.
I said, do you want to go first? Or?
I usually let the ladies go first.
Oh, you said fine.
There you go.
Whatever you want to do. You two are in charge. You tell me.
No problem. And some of my questions, I think, are going to be addressed to planning. First of all, is this a normal waiver that you see come across your desk every, for a carport to go directly across the front of the house? And it looks like it's coming very close to the street, the property line in the front, and then it goes across the whole width of the structure.
So, cumulatively speaking, Ms. Ramirez, for unincorporated Clark County as a whole, we do, on occasion, see applicants apply for waivers and development standards to reduce the front yard setback for attached carports to single-family residents, such as this particular case with this gentleman. And to the best of my knowledge, Ms. Ramirez, we have been consistent with our recommendation of denial for severe encroachments such as this, especially when the proposed carport addition is out of character with the surrounding residential properties.
And if I could continue on that line also, I feel the same way. It would change the whole characteristic of the neighborhood there. And it would make it look extremely commercial versus a residential area. And I believe there's a waiver on the side too. There was a variance, I think, 5 feet to where 10 foot is standard.
That is correct, Ms. Ramirez. We have a second waiver development standards to reduce the setback from the right of way to 5 feet where 10 feet is the standard. And that's typical for all structures that are not permitted to be within 10 feet of the right-of-way. The intent of the setback from the right-of-way condition, obviously, is for particular traffic, protection of the residents, and just being in close proximity to the right-of-way, we prefer that structures be in the form of a 10-foot setback from any public street.
And that's all I have. I just wanted to have that clarification on that.
Okay, is there currently a driveway that is in existence? Do you have a driveway?
Yes, we have.
And so can one car park in it or two cars right now?
Only one car.
One car? Yeah. And is there a garage with this house?
When I bought the house, there's no garage.
There's no garage, so just one car parks in the driveway.
Yes.
And then is there on the street parking?
Actually, I let all my cars go inside because actually when I came in, I cemented all the front yard so I can bring all my cars, all our cars inside. Now, when I went to the planning department, I was advised to leave some cars on the right side of the front. So I did it when I went to the planning department already. They advised me to plant something like that. So I planted the front hearing trees, leaving it 10 feet for the internal length of the house. The internal length of the house is 46 feet. And
then early 10 feet for that.
But can the cars also park? Is there on the street parking also in front of your house?
I don't, you know, our area is not sure. That's why I'd like to park all my cars inside. That's why. Our area is according to history, you know, probably you know, shape on track in our area. Mm-hmm. There are so many people who are
pedestrian.
I was a victim of that already. When I first brought my car here in Las Vegas, we left back to Hawaii. And instead of 2 weeks, they run stop my car. Mm. They get some parts. That's why. Mm-hmm. That's why I don't want to leave our cars outside.
So, would the car, to me, a carport is just a covering, but you're saying
yeah,
they have it inside.
Inside.
So,
inside.
What prevents somebody from just walking up and still getting into your car? Because the sides would be open, correct?
Yes, I know. But the. Probably it's more safer if all my cars will be inside. I have a dog. I have a dog rolling around and barking at them. So
there would be a fence that this dog.
There is a fence already in our yard.
So
do you have a picture of
your fence? I will show you the picture now.
That would be very helpful.
Yeah.
This is what the planning department told me to do, that's right.
So there's an existing there's an existing fence across the front. There's an existing fence there.
Yeah,
and you're putting a carport here and it's gonna attach the house.
Yeah, there's a chain link fence and a chain link.
And there's only one entrance gate.
This is the fence line, this is the that's all indicated.
And this is your drive?
Yes, ma'am.
And then how are you going to get 4 cars under this carport?
Probably if I will be allowed to, then I will drive like this, and the other one will be position.
But you're going to stack them this way?
Yeah,
this
yes,
way.
Ma'am.
So it's going to park at different angles?
Yes.
Some this way, some
different angles.
So,
but
if I'm parked, if you're parked right here,
2 weeks ago,
how do you get that?
Yeah, 2 weeks ago, I received a letter from planning department. And then they want me to reduce it to 36 feet instead of 46 feet. Now I have this one. I have this done already to show you how I'm going to reduce.
But you unclip them so we can see.
This is the one now. Yeah, this is the one.
Unclip them for me, please.
Yeah.
So this is what you're going to say. You're saying you're going to go back to this size?
Yes,
that one?
That's the letter I received from them to reduce it to 36 feet. And so that's the way I did it already.
That's kind of what we just looked at on the market. Mm-hmm. Grid. What is this here? What is that?
That's the roof. The pitch on the roof coming down. This is the house. It's going to attach to the house with these columns.
Okay, this makes it look like it's only about 3 or 4 foot long.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is that the only views we have? Sorry, what's underneath that?
Yeah.
See, that makes it look like it's only a couple feet out from the house.
It's not.
That's my ultimate plan, because I will emit a letter from the planning department.
And that looks like a pitch of a roof that won't support what was in the plan that says he's going to put the rock back on it that matches the house.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly the time you see those rock on the houses, the roofs are fairly flat pitched.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a few questions when you're done.
As a matter of fact, on these areas, I have already planted fruit bearing trees. On these areas, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In these areas here. Oh, here. Right at besides the fence line.
Mm-hmm.
This area.
And this is only 5 foot, this bend?
No, this is all 10 foot up to the fence line.
Okay.
But you know, they told me that the real property line is this. That's why they told me to make a dotted line.
Mm-hmm.
This one. Some of the officials of the planning department told me that there is an encroachment.
Right.
But however, I'm not the only one. All the houses over there.
No, I visited your neighborhood. I've seen your house.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been to your property, so yeah. I've seen the neighborhood.
That's why I told the planning department, all of us are like that.
Well,
we have the same case.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah. Oh.
What's the width of the carport? I missed it on you. How wide is the carport? The entire front of your house?
Yeah. No.
How wide is it? If I'm standing looking at your house, how wide is it?
The wide, 16 feet.
16 feet?
Yeah.
It's there.
Right there.
It says 16?
That's the depth. Yeah, that's the depth.
Okay.
The
that's looking at from the top?
Yeah.
Just looking at down on the whole house and everything?
Yeah, it looks like a first idea.
Okay,
yeah.
16 feet is out from the house.
There will be 10 feet left for that, because that is all 26.
So this is 36.
The front is 26.
36 by 16. Your sketches don't indicate any material type or anything, so there's some note to it in your letter, your justification, but that looks like a bunch of 4x4s with some plywood on it and some rocks. That's what that looks like. Okay, I've been to your neighborhood. The house to your south or to the north has the entire front yard concreted in, but no carport for parking. The two houses to the south of you have really, really nice looking carports built into the roof line of their home, and they're well maintained and all this. This is going to look like, I don't know what to tell you. I can't imagine what it's going to look like. And I think it would take away from the neighborhood. And you do mention, I think it'll take away from the two nice houses to your south and the house to your north that doesn't have a carport. I think it would be an eyesore. My question, too, is on your justification, it says the applicant states that he contacted his neighbors and they do not have any objections to constructing the carport.
Yes.
That's correct?
Yes.
Okay, where are they? Why aren't they here to support you? I would have expected them to be here to support you and state their opinions that they didn't have. Do we have any of the great, the Brownies gray cards that were sent out to the neighbors and any response? Do we have a count on those? Your neighbors, if they didn't object, could have sent that card back and say, I don't object, or they could have sent the card back and say, I object. I'd like to know where your supporting neighbors are that you're referring to in your justifications.
I only personally talk to them.
Pardon me?
I only personally talk to them and they don't object. So, having built a carport.
Okay, I would have expected them in some fashion to show their support for you.
Well, they're working.
And Mark, can you address this?
What about the any chance?
Absolutely, Madam Chairman. At this point in time, Mr. Friedman, I'm not personally aware of any persons who are opponents of the application.
Okay.
And do not have any of the mailers in my possession this evening.
Okay. Well, that's why I was wanting the clarification, because he made it part of his letter of justification. He specifically said that I talked to him and they don't object. So.
Also, what would happen for drainage, like when it rains? What would happen? Is there any kind of gutter system that's put on there? Would it just come down and dump right onto the cement? What do you do when it rains?
Let me see this again.
There is a hole in our yard where the water would go up.
But on the roof of the carport itself, is there any kind of gutter system? Or does it just pour off and then it would go into the ground, and would it pool? Would it go onto the sidewalk? Would it run into the street? What happens to,
make a pipe for the hole at the yard. Because there is a hole at the yard going to the drainage.
And where is the hole in the yard?
In front of our house. It's there.
And what do you mean by hole? Like a sewer?
Drainage.
a sewer is in your front yard?
Yes.
Okay.
When I visited your house on the last time you were supposed to be here, I saw three cars parked in the driveway and yard at all different angles. Now you say you have more cars to park than that?
I don't know. But it's that you're going to be appropriate.
Okay, any other questions from the board?
My concern is the notation that everybody supports it in this neighborhood, and there's no evidence of the support from his neighbors. The two houses, if you recall, have been there to the south, beautiful homes, well kept, beautiful carports under the roof lines and maintained. I can't see where this one is going to go with the flow of the architecture of the neighborhood, even though it's in the
neighborhood. Okay, so noted. Do you have any other comments?
No comments.
Okay, does anyone want to make a motion?
I will make a motion. I will make a motion based on my viewing of the residence, the area, and the home, and following staff's recommendation for denial. Based on all the reasons that they have listed, I make a motion for denial.
Okay, there is a motion on the floor for denial based on staff recommendation. All of those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? This applicant has been denied by a vote of 3-0. What's his next step?
Is the Planning Commission.
His Planning Commission's
the 15th of August.
Of August.
August 15th is
you
your next meeting.
Take you to the Planning Commission.
Are you aware of the other meeting?
Yes.
Okay.
At the Clark County, the government building. Okay. Thank you.
I'm done.
Yes, you're done.
Thank you for your time,
thank
sir.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
My son was a Navy man, sir. I was an Army. I was a military policeman.
You can use that if you want.
You served also? Thank you for your service, and you served, and all your family.
I have 30 years.
Only two of mine served, including me.
We're moving on to the next agenda item. Next agenda item, WS-0575-17, RB Las Vegas Land Ventures 1 LLC, waiver of development standards for reduced rear setbacks. Design review for proposed revised home models in conjunction with an approved single-family residential development on 12.7 acres in an RUD residential urban density zone, generally located on the south side of Greyhound Lane and the east side of Septo Street within Whitney. Applicant, I see we have one.
Yes, good evening. List of 1980 Festival Class Drive here on behalf of Ryland Homes, the applicant. As you know, we are about 12 and a half acres on the northeast corner of Steptoe here. Greyhound is here, Fuller Highway to the west here. This project was actually approved back in 2005 for 131 lot subdivision. Stop construction when the recession hit. We like to call these broken projects. The homes down here that are in gray and these three here are the 31 homes that have been developed. So we have 100 homes that are still undeveloped. This is the only street here that has been developed. All of the other infrastructure is still all dirt. I'm sure you've driven by. So what we're doing now is Ryland is coming in as a new developer. They like to try to put these new model homes in. We have four different models. They are three stories as opposed to the two stories that are in right now. They range, start around the mid 200 price range. The square feet ranges from about 1700 to a little over 2000. So what we're trying to do is come in, complete this project, get these streets built, Staff also noted that they do not believe the flat roofs are architecturally compatible with the neighborhood. There actually are some flat roofed homes in the neighborhood right now. Kind of a mix of both these flat homes and these pitched roofs here. So the new models, obviously, they are a little bit more modern, but we believe that the product line of the Ryman homes match some of these here. Obviously, people have different lights to their home, but we have a little bit more modern look to ours. Of course, we can't bring in these exact elevations since it is a complete new shelter, but we think they do, you know, fit with what is going on right now. The second issue that staff has is for our waiver request for the reduced rear setback. So we're requesting a 1 foot reduction to 14 feet or 15 feet is required on the back setback of the backyards. So what this is going to allow us to do is have 20 feet drive outs. Right now we have 10 feet. As you can see in this picture here, parking issues. So they're parking right on the sidewalk, which is an issue when we have the 10-foot driveways. So the reduction for that 1 foot in the back will allow the 20 feet. Also, that reduction is only for about 45 lots within the community and only one of the models. So really when it gets down to it, it's only maybe a handful of lots that would actually be required to have that reduction. Lastly, we have a our site is here. This site right here, just to the east of us, they were actually, they had requested a similar waiver for the reduction of the setback to 13 and a half feet, and it was actually previously approved. So our setback isn't quite as far, just, you know, by 6 inches, but just wanted to note that that was also approved for that setback. So what Ryman would love to do is come in, finish this project up. That it will make the homes around the area look better, you know, get those parks put in, those trails put in, and we hope you agree and approve our project. Any questions?
Thank you. This is a public hearing. Is there anyone who would like to speak on this item? Seeing that there is none, I'm closing this to the public. I'm now opening this to the board. Would like to go
people
first.
People looking at me again. I'll go first this time. Did I see three stories on the other side of that? Are they three stories tall?
Yes. Ours are three stories, yes.
Compared to the rest of them surrounding the adjacent residential and whatever
right.
Is only
two-story? These are two-story, correct, so which are about 29 feet. So ours are going to be 34 feet. Okay. So are they a little bit higher, yes.
Okay, I'm a little distant from that. Show me Greyhound and show me Steptoe.
So Greyhound's here and Steptoe.
So what happens with...
Well, that's an entire vacant lot there.
So what happens with... So the gray area has the existing houses.
Correct.
But
yes.
Right behind it would be the three-story ones, correct?
Here.
So what?
Yes.
So what happens? Would they end up looking into each other's backyards then?
Well, basically, I mean, that's what you're going to have with any kind of two-story. You're going to be looking into... neighbors. I mean, I'm in a two-story, and I can see right next to my neighbor's lot, and it's a two-story. So yeah, you're going to be able to see into each other's lots, no matter where you are. Yeah.
What did you say the original approval was for? How many homes?
131.
131
have been developed.
Okay.
100 vacant.
What's the total number with your development and what you want to do?
We're not increasing that. We're just doing the rest of the 100 that are not developed.
131 will not increase.
Correct, yes.
And you mentioned something about the depth of the driveway. Please clarify.
Yes. So right now, back in 2005, these driveways were approved for 10 feet. So, I guess a little closer. Usually when that happens, you have these cars that are parking. They're too long to park.
They hang over it.
So,
because there's no sidewalks.
Right. No, there are sidewalks. So
really?
They're actually
there
off
sidewalks.
Sidewalks. Yeah.
Unfortunately, you can't park on the sidewalk. What happens in the state of that?
Yeah. Okay. So it's kind of a mess down there. So with the 20 feet, it will allow them to be completely onto their sidewalks, and that's why we're going to...
1 foot in the back of the property is going to give you how many feet of driveway?
So we can, you can only request 10 or 20. So we needed that one extra foot just to move it back to the 20.
What's going to be the depth of the driveway if you move it back to 1 foot? I mean, what's the length of the driveway going to go from 10 feet to what? 11 feet?
No, it'll be 20 feet.
20 feet.
Right. So our homes are not as long as the existing ones. They're going to be taller, obviously, but they're going to be shorter.
So the depth of your home is shorter than
correct.
The depth
yes,
of it.
Yes.
So your three stories are narrow in their footprint.
Right. Yeah, I mean, they're only about 200-300 square feet larger.
These homes that you're showing us here, these are your homes that you built on your other property?
Yes, these are the homes that were built here.
Which homes are built in the gray area?
All of these.
All of those?
Yes. So there's a mixture of the different styles.
That's the existing home. If you'll flip back to your view of the other one. If I had two of those homes sitting my side by side, what's the distance between all of them?
So they have the same side setbacks, which is 3 feet.
What is that?
Six feet
total. Between homes?
Yes, which is what it is now with the other homes.
So they can reach out and shake hands from their bathroom window, so to speak.
Yeah, they're pretty close, which is what it's already approved for.
I know. It's awful tight, though.
You know? It's very tight.
You really have to be close with your neighbors or...
What made you decide to change the size of the lots? Is it just to fit a new architectural style?
The lot size are staying the same.
Of the houses?
Oh, it's just one of Bryland's products that they wanted to bring in. It's just one of their lines. They thought it would be compatible with the area, and so that's what they're recommending or hoping to get onto the property.
And on that rooftop, because I know that there's another development, I think it's down in Henderson, that has these. Is it like a patio that's on the front?
Yes, they had the option of having the rooftop decks.
They do?
Yeah, but not all of them. It would have to be open.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But they do have them.
Yes.
I'm trying to do the math here. Please forgive me. I've got an engineering background, and my brain thinks crazy things sometimes. Your house is shorter in depth than what's there. And you'll have a 10-foot driveway. If your house is shorter, if you don't have the 1 foot setback, what's the depth of your driveway? You're saying it either has to be 10 or 20 feet, that's it. Is that what I understand? The driveway either has to be 10 feet or 20 feet.
So Mr. Freeman, the applicant's legal counselor is correct in stating that within the RUD zoning district, the driveway either has to be a minimum of 20 feet or a minimum of 10 feet, and there's no deviation between.
But you said minimum of 10 feet.
So
to me, that could be more than 10 feet then.
So just for clarification purposes, Mr. Freeman, the driveway can either be 20 feet or 10 feet. It can be one or the other. There's no deviation from those standards.
So you want to get 10 foot to 20 foot to increase the parking, and you need that 1 foot in the backyard, assuming everybody's going to want that. So if it's got a small car, they might want the bigger backyard.
1 foot?
1 foot. Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry.
But again, it will mitigate that parking issue that's on the property now, the sidewalks.
I have another question on the hammerhead bulb.
Yes.
That you have there, the cul-de-sac?
Here.
Okay, and you say that there's four of those lots are reduced in size.
Yes.
So can you give us a little information on that? I mean, how is that going to impact?
So these four lots, these will be the only four lots in the property, I did not mention this, that would have the 10-foot driveways. So we cannot do 20 feet on these,
okay.
But otherwise, same homes can fit on there. We're not these homes, so the highlighted lots here, these are the lots that would require the setback. If that one model were to be put on it. So it just depends on what the owner wants.
If the three-story
Yes.
Okay, so you're not saying that all of these lots are going to be three stories? You're going to mix and match. You're going to mix and match the two stories and the three stories?
No, so all of our product is three stories.
So these 100 lots are going to be all three stories?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
But to clarify, I thought I heard you say that out of that 100, yes, 45 of them is what's you're asking for the waiver.
Right, so 45 of these lots are a little bit smaller. So we have four models. One of the models will require that setback of the foot. The other ones will fit fine with the 20-foot driveways and not require that waiver. So if, say, lot 86 here, and the owner decided to buy the model with the required setback, then that would have to be the waiver here on this lot. But if the next one over buys the other model, then that waiver would not be required for that lot.
So on the same block, some would be 10 feet long and some would be 20 feet
long? All of the driveways will be 20 feet, but if you have that one model that needs to be pushed back, that's when we're requesting the waiver. Yes, exactly. That's when the foot comes in.
So essentially, we could
sell two of those models, and that it would waiver request would only be on two lots. Everyone else would be fine and have the 20-foot driveway.
And one other question,
two other questions,
if you don't mind. The gray area, existing homes that are there now, and they're people are living there.
Yes.
Do they know that a three-story development is going to be behind them?
They've been notified at a neighborhood meeting, but...
Okay, so they've been notified, so they're, for all intents and purposes, if we're here today, they're okay. And...
So they would have been sent to bring a brown card for their opinion? Is that what I'm at?
Let's go.
Correct? That's correct, Mr. Friedman, and this...
call me Paul, please. I'm not that formal, all right? Thank you. I appreciate it, but call me Paul. Thank you.
In this particular instance, all property owners within a 500-foot notification radius of the project site will be notified of the applicant's request for the reduced rear yard setbacks and design review for the three-story product.
So this is from last time. Do you have it on this one?
Yeah, there's nothing. Yeah.
That's where we
paid. I'd be interested in what the county's conclusion for the non.
Well, tell us, because it's right there.
And it says it right there?
Yeah.
Am I missing it?
Yeah. You're missing it. You have other questions?
Okay. I'm sorry. I missed it. I got it.
The other question I do have is the two-story homes. You say you can fit as many two-story homes on these lots as you can three-story homes, correct?
Correct.
So if you would put fill those empty lots with a two-story home versus a three-story, that'd be no problem. You fit as many houses there.
Correct. If we were to have brought in the same product that was approved back in 2005, they would all be able to fit on these lots. They would have the 10-foot driveway, and we wouldn't be able to get that 20-foot driveway in. But yes, it's the same number of lots that was approved.
Okay. But now they're all the three-story. I know. Okay.
Yeah, I got it. I see it now. Thank you. I missed it. I got it.
That's what you're for.
Tend to agree with that.
Any other?
Without any opinion from the neighbors.
Any other questions, Paul, or comments?
No, I've got my answer.
Jerry, any other?
No.
Hey, does anyone want to make a motion?
Go ahead.
I can go ahead and make a motion then. I'm going to go ahead and make a motion to deny this application based on staff recommendations. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? This particular agenda item is denied by a vote of 3-0. And you're aware of the next Planning Commission meeting?
Yeah, I missed it until right there at the end. I'm sorry. What the staff... why they were denied. Now I see what I can see where people might be offended by so many different types of houses.
No, I appreciate the comments. No, thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you for your presentation.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming.
Okay, moving on to the next agenda item, general business. There is none listed. Comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium if applicable. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair by majority vote. Again, public comment.
So, back in February, the town board asked for me to follow up with Public Works to see if there was a timeline on repainting Hacienda from Stephanie to Dallas. And so, if you made that request, and if the request came in, you want to make sure that paving would be the same as which was completed between Mount Vista and Dallas. So, obviously, everyone. So, Public Works confirmed they will be using the Astro New Index dollars to do that, and it's on schedule, but they wanted to make sure that if that request was moved forward as is, that means you would lose all of the on-street parking.
Why would that be?
Because that's what you asked for it to be exactly like between Mount Vista and Dallas, they lost all their
office. Okay, so we got to be a little bit more specific.
That's mainly up by the school.
Right.
Which is a big improvement up there.
But
they still park in the no parking zone.
School time.
Yeah, the only thing they eliminated with the pork chops was the U-turns.
But nobody lives in that section.
It's all backyards.
But from Nellis all the way down the hill.
It's all residential.
Yeah, they have nowhere to park.
There's one residence between Nellis and Mountain Vista faces. That's that one house up on the corner on the point.
Right. But I think what might have been misconstrued, and I was the one to bring that up. Yes, we want the repaving, the general repaving, the street repair. What I was looking for was, as Paul mentioned, that divide in the middle by the school, not up by, I mean, they can keep the parking on the street up by, between Nellis and Morris. Those people need to park on the street.
But understand that you're dealing with the same width of street, so if you're asking for a median just like exists further west, and they put a median here, and there's only so much room they can.
And I'm talking in front of the school between Morris and Denny. That median is only in front of the school. Mm-hmm. Between Morris and Denny.
They would put a median between Morris and Nellis?
Well, that's what the town board is requesting, that all the improvements made
Let's re-clarify
start
that.
Designing it, and that they're designing it as the same as they did in that section of the street.
Okay.
Move it all
let's
over
go back to the drawing board.
Yeah, between
between Denny, Morris and Denny.
Between Denny and Morris. Yeah.
I'd like to see that island divide.
Same as it is up at Harley Harmon.
Same as it is on Harley Harmon.
So it's just that one block
right
in front of the school.
You couldn't put those pork chops in front of a residential.
No,
people couldn't
that would
turn
be, no, that would
into
be,
their driveways from either direction.
I think
yeah, that, coming down the hill.
Well, no.
Well, someone, yeah.
Just going to piss off yeah their neighbors.
No, that's a little extreme.
So that's why they're like, do you want us to go out to the public and ask? Because if the town board's asking for this, we don't think that.
No. That's not at all.
It's only
as we're talking
as a
about
parking
the school.
Control.
As a parking and a driving control in the school.
Just the school areas between Nellis and Denny.
No, between Morris.
Morris and Denny.
And Morris and Denny, we want the pork chop. Is that what you call it?
That's what the county. That's what I was told the county called it. Pork chops, right?
In front of the school.
Okay.
But the whole road to be repaved evenly.
Yeah, that's
That's what we want because
so
that road
so
is.
They're just talking about the improvements, though. All the pork chops they put in between Mount Vista and Dallas and all those kind of improvements that took out the on-street parking. They did that, so just understand if they do that over on your end.
Between
only
those two
school
streets.
So you only want it between Dennis and Morris.
Denny
and Morris.
Correct. Because they're not supposed to be parking there anyway. There's a bike lane and there's no parking on both sides of the street.
But they still violate
but
that.
But they still violate it.
And all the U-turns.
And all the U-turns.
You don't want on-street parking everywhere else.
Right, from
Morris to Nellis.
Nellis to Morris, on-street parking, those people need that, definitely.
It's just to deal with the schools now.
And they're in design, so that, again, that's the kind of thing that...
Sorry, tell them to go back to the drawing board, please.
She'll get us back, you watch. She'll get us back.
Boy, that would have been a big surprise.
Oh my goodness, no!
So then that will upset folks, and so they won't need to go to the neighborhoods and ask them if that's...
No, because there's nobody on that side. Like, the school is here, and then it's all just cinder block on this side.
Pork chops in the school.
And the only place where they might have an opening, and I don't remember the street, it kind of comes out the east driveway of the school, you know, coming out of the front of the school there's a street across the way, so they might have to have an opening there. I don't know how they do that, but...
Well, they're taking out, I know NDOT is taking out left-hand turns everywhere. Left-hand turns are just dangerous.
No. Yeah,
so
that's cool.
They would rather have folks make a right-hand turn than make a...
It would have to be a turn lane coming out of there to be safe, and I don't think
they
could
do
enough,
that's
room,
fine.
Not enough room to do that.
That's a, really a dangerous...
They would just have to deny access to that side street from the south side of
and you guys
El Hacienda,
town,
on the school side.
And NDOT came in and put the median all down on top of Canada.
Right.
You can't make left-hand turns and walk to the shopping center.
And that's fine. Go up and make a safe
right turn.
I did notice also on Boulder Highway that NDOT did by the...
Sun Valley there?
Yeah, by Sun Valley. Yes.
I was kind of disappointed in that.
Why?
I understand. No, why?
I was excited to see it.
Because when NDOT was here and did their presentation, they indicated that they were looking at chain link fences down the center to keep the border crossing out. They indicated it was going to be a push button type thing with flashing lights and all that to get across. And I didn't.
No,
where did that idea go?
Those ideas are still being discussed. There's going to be several more crosswalks further south, I guess, on Boulder Highway. But the chain link fence was an idea that got
thrown out. Yeah.
But just the way they did the pork chops and the turn, I can't see where that gave any more safety to the pedestrians crossing back and forth.
It's an ongoing global conversation.
Okay. So they're not dead. It's a work in progress?
No, but that...
That particular one is,
that's
working well.
Yeah.
It really is. I see people really paying attention to that where they weren't before.
And it's a huge line, like safe zone area.
Right.
So
they're not playing Frogger.
I've driven by, but I've never taken the time to make a turn there. I'll make a turn up and turn
Danish
on Sun Valley and see what happens.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Is there any update about our vacancy?
So the posting closes on Monday, and I know I've had a couple of phone calls I have to return of folks that are interested in wanting to receive an application, so I'm still having to make phone calls. But I know that during a coach hearing, she called me just recently and said that she wouldn't be able to do it. So I haven't received any applications, but we're just going to probably keep it open until I receive at least a...
And I posted it today on the Staff Coalition Facebook page.
Because
there's like 515 people on that.
Yeah.
So I figured if they were interested in the side of town, it was worth a shot to put it out there. So, okay. Anything else? Commissioner Gibson?
Are we going to have a neighborhood meeting in this area? And is he coming to any event where he
He'll
can...
He'll be there at tomorrow's event.
Oh, he will be.
We'll have an event tomorrow.
Yeah, we mentioned that.
We mentioned
before.
It. He'll be at the event tomorrow.
Good.
Stop on by. And he's great.
Good.
Are you met him, right?
No, I haven't met him yet. I didn't go to court the other day.
I've dragged him to a lot of places.
Good.
With me. And so he wants to get out there and meet everyone.
Good.
So we can do, he's going to be there tomorrow. I'm not sure. I think we're going to do a cleanup in October.
Okay.
We're doing a couple of neighborhood meetings.
What time will he be there tomorrow? Do you know?
He's going to get there at 5, but I think he has to be somewhere else at 7:30. He's going to be
in and out for a little bit. Okay. Okay. Anything else? All right. I will adjourn. The next meeting date is August 31st, 2017. We are now adjourned.
And Mark, thank you so much for your input tonight.
We really asked you a lot.